It's Noah Kahan, stick season in the Playhouse. 194 Playhouse in the morning. ABK 0612 in the morning. About an hour away from your next chance of getting your bills paid with 194, Assure Home Mortgage, Jordal Custom Homes, and Blue Wolf Casino as we enter a round of textual healing this morning from Playhouse family member Jackie, who says this: does anyone have experience with dealing with a control freak of a boss and have any advice? He is a micromanager and trusts us to do nothing without his hands in it. What does a person do? So if you've ever been there before, 237, it's text 35270. I can tell you what I would do, but you're not going to maybe, I don't know if this helps you, I would be making a resume and sending it out to everywhere I could find, because that's my personality. I need to be given some independence or I would lose my mind. Like our boss, Dan, I think he doesn't want to be hands-on with most things. He just trusts people to do what they do until they don't, and that works for me.
I don't know if it's similar, but we kind of had a guy who would micromanage everything. He just micromanaged, I think, my life.
Well, yeah, because he didn't like you. Yeah.
Yeah. And so the way I dealt with that was just I went above him and to our boss, and I...
Way to go, Dan.
Well, he ended up getting fired, so it worked. So you can try to either get him out of there, or like Zero said, you apply for a new job. I was trying to go work at other radio stations we had in our building.
I do remember this.
And they said, no, you have to stay on 194. And I said, well, I can't work with him.
Well, look who outlasted who, I guess.
Yeah, so see, maybe you go over his head and tell his boss and say, we need to be able to do some of these projects by ourselves. He's just trying to be involved in everything.
You know, I don't know if you have like an annual review or something. I think a lot of times the reviewer is like, ask, hey, is there anything differently I could do? Or there's usually some sort of question like that. How could I help you be more effective at your job? Could you tell someone, listen, even be a little more hands off? Don't have to micromanage everything, man.
Maybe just give me some time to do things on my own without you always being around.
All ideas go to his boss. Try to talk to him. Anything else in the case of the micromanager? She's got a real control freak, she calls him, of a boss. What would you do? What have you done? 237, it's text 35270.
The Playhouse in the morning. Your life, your stories, your morning show.
Y94.
Hey, it's Playhouse Y94 in the middle of a round of textual healing where Playhouse family member Jackie presents to us that she's got a bit of a control freak of a boss, and she's wondering, hey, has anybody ever dealt with somebody like that before? Is there a way to salvage that?
I mean, basically, I don't give them any reason to anything. You want a crease on my apron, you got it, you know? I give them, and I kill them with kindness. I smile all the time, and the more I do that, the more they stay off my back. You're only there for a couple hours anyway, you know, if you don't even know what's going on in their end, on their end, you know?
Okay, so your solution to dealing with it, if I'm understanding correctly, is you don't ever say anything about it, and you're just a ray of sunshine and rainbows, and maybe it gets to be a little less because they just like you so much? Maybe?
Maybe. I feel like, how is his attitude or her attitude?
True. Yeah. Are we seeing some people that are like, oh, I've had a control freak boss before?
Yeah. Someone said you just need to be clear with them, say you got it, or even say that you don't need to be micromanaged. I think you just need to be upfront with them. Another person did say it's one of the worst things a boss can do. It's the reason I quit one of my previous jobs, and I agree with Zero. Maybe time for you to start looking for a new job. Someone else said, I've actually done this with a lot of working in the kitchen. Everyone always thinks they're a better cook than you, tries to tell you how to do your job. And I always turn to them and say, let me just do the job that I'm being paid to do.
What do you think? And micromanager, control freak boss, solutions, ways to deal with it?
Oh, yeah. So I used to have this manager who would just micromanage everything I did. And basically, they would say, oh, you got to do this right. You got to do this. And all I would just kind of like passive aggressively say to them, like, oh, yeah, as soon as I get done working here, I'll get right on that. And
so your advice on dealing with a control freak boss is to mock them? I don't know if that seems like you're going to be able to have that job long term.
Well, I eventually got laid off from that job, but I didn't get fired, but I got laid off.
I do like that you want to make a point of being like, yo, that is different, though.
Yeah, there's a difference. I got to collect unemployment.
And you got to mock your jerk boss, so that was nice. All right, so we've gotten kill them with kindness. We've gotten mock them. I don't know if a lot of these are going to work in most situations.
Someone said that maybe this employee just sucks at doing their job.
That's also, I guess, Jackie, I don't know if you ever looked at your life and just, are you self-reflective enough to be like, do I suck at this?
Is he doing it with everyone else or just you?
That tells you everything right there, probably. Mm-hmm. If you look around the office and he does that to everybody, you're like, okay, this is who this person is.
Yeah.
If he spends just too much time on you, there's a reason.
Yeah, why is he only working with you?
Now, that reason could be that he just, honest to goodness, does not enjoy you. He doesn't like you, I suppose.
If that's what it is and he's just being a jerk to you, once again, go above his head, talk to his boss.
Everybody's got an authority figure, right? Like at some point, there's going to have to be some sort of conversation with his boss. Was there some more texts on dealing with that control freak boss?
Yeah, someone said, I find over-communicating a good way to fight micromanagement. Honestly, just report every tiny thing you do to the micromanager all day, every day, every single thing. Eventually, they're going to get sick and tired of hearing about it, and they'll leave you alone.
Well, 237, it's text 35270 if you think anything was missed. They say that opposites attract, but there's one person that says that that is not entirely true. It's not the case for a long-term relationship you want to be around forever. So more on that in a couple of minutes.